Hello, this is Jason Nemro, and you're listening to the podcast that ain't. I used to do a lot of podcasting, years ago, like 10 years ago. But I kind of gave up on it. It was a little bit more work than I was really prepared to do at the time. But, hey, you do what it needs to do. This is for Mesa Lands Community College, being considered for a position there. And part of it probably involves podcasting, broadcasting, too, on the radio, something I used to do as a kid. In fact, I still do today. I still run here a radio station from my home. I'll send off to them all the various tools I use to make it happen. Anyway, so as a good episode of a podcast, just a really short one, we're going to show you a little bit about how this is done. And I could show you my recording equipment here, which is really minimal and basic. I am into free things, so I have a free thing. I've got a very old cell phone that I'm using here. It's probably picking up my leg shaking and other wonderful habits that I have. But I'm going to go ahead and read to you. It's called Tools of Empowerment. And this is a text that's being sent to the college. And I will go ahead and put a link into this recording so people say, oh, my gosh, he does recording too. On occasion. Actually, I've done one most mornings. Well, not, you know, it comes and goes. But I've been doing audio recordings for the last 15 years. So, and when you go to the website that features this recording, it has 15 years of other recordings, sometimes formatted for podcasting, most of the time not, just me talking. I drove a lot, traveling job, doing technical support. And I got bored of listening to the radio and decided to roll my own, which I always tell a lot of people that's exactly what they need to do, because you need to spend some time rolling your own stuff. So anyway, here we are, the tools of empowerment. In any endeavor, one must put forth some effort to stand out from the crowd. There's always limited resources and limited time, and both must be used to best effect to accomplish one's goal. It's vital to gain experience and ultimately mastery of both resources and time in relation to yourself and others, so that you may be in control of your life and influence others rather than be controlled by others or simply by circumstances. My first job was at a movie theater. There were any number of 15-year-olds that could have vied for the position I won, but I put forth some extra effort and took advantage of the social connections of my family. Started out as a doorman, basically cleaning the theater between movie showings. The guy who ran the film projectors hated working the midnight movies on the weekend, and I offered to learn his job and be his backup, and soon became a union projectionist at the ripe old age of 16. I was making the wages of a family man while still in high school, all because I saw some opportunities and went after them. In the digital age, there are nearly limitless opportunities to create and profit from content. The internet's proven to be a highly effective content distribution system, among other things, giving almost anyone with a computer and an internet connection the ability to be creative and to build an audience for their creations. Never before has there been such ready access to the tools that open up the power to be seen and heard by others and to affect others in powerful ways. The most successful people of our times often started by taking up digital tools and grasping the opportunity to use them in creative ways. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, used computers and the early internet to initially sell books, perfecting his e-commerce model and applying it to other products until Amazon became the world's dominant marketplace. He capitalized on the digital resources available to him and his customers' desire to save time in finding desired products, and is now a powerful and profitable influencer. You can also take up the same tools, computers and connectivity, couple them with your own creativity and pursuit opportunities to expand your own influence and empowerment. We, and I'm talking we, as if I'm going to be a part of Mesa Lands Community College, we offer the resources and experience, well, the resources of experience and mentoring and the time for learning to help you to better grasp and use these powerful tools to command your own future and realize your goals. We invite you to join us as we chase your digital opportunities together and put ourselves at the front of the crowd. The front? It's the front of the crowd. You want to be a leader? Okay, well, we're pretty much done with that wonderful dramatic reading, if you want to look at it that way. I also saw a couple of places where I really need to I need to do some editing. I always edit a little, but you don't want to edit too much. The great thing about podcasts and something that I've learned over the years as I've looked at several podcasts is that the maximum profitability comes from making the production of it as simple and easy as you possibly can so that you can put out more content faster. If it's heavily produced, that slows everything down, makes it far more expensive, and your profitability, of course, is going to go down. One of the podcasts that I think that does this just absolutely the best is one called No Agenda. You can certainly look it up. I think the web address is Dvorak.org/NA. If you don't know how to spell Dvorak, look it up on Google. Be golly, use the tools you have available to you. It's really amazing. Anyway, so this is just a little snippet of a podcast. You can certainly do it longer if you wanted to, but let's not labor the point. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. Hopefully, we'll see me and other people in a interview with Mesa Lands Community College. That'd be exciting. So until then, have a great day.